All right, welcome back to Buyers and Company. I'm Kevin Burhaney, and we have Congressman Rodney Davis on the line, and he's one busy man this time of year because you're in an election year, Congressman, aren't you? You're probably going from one meeting to another.
You know, we have been, Kevin. It's been great. Earlier this week, I got to announce a bill that I'm introducing while I was delivering Meals on Wheels in Decatur.
Were you really?
The bill that, what's that?
Were you really?
I was, yeah. So I was there with Laura and the team from Catholic Charities who runs the Meals on Wheels program in Decatur.
Yeah, great program.
Oh, it's a great program. I was at, I delivered those meals, but I've got, you know, Kevin, I've had a special interest in making sure that kids during the summer, they get fed. You know, we got a lot of free and reduced lunch programs that operate during the school year, but during the summer, these kids can go hungry. And larger communities like Decatur and Taylorville, they have congregate meal programs where kids can come to, but there are a lot of small towns like Booty and Blue Mound and others where these kids can't eat and they don't have access. So why not have a Meals on Wheels meal delivered to hungry kids just like we do seniors?
Are you particularly happy you're not a senator right now?
I'm particularly happy I'm not a senator every day, not just now.
Man, oh man, that's excruciating to have to sit through 24 hours of repetitive nonsense.
You know, Kevin, if we were good investors, we would have invested in male adult diapers for all the senators have to sit there all day. But, you know, the sad part is we know what the outcome is going to be. This is a waste of time. This is a waste of taxpayer money. And the only thing that we're getting out of this is that Adam Schiff's continuing to spew out items of information that we all heard in the House, and that senators get to drink water and milk while they're on the floor. I mean, if water and milk is what we come out with after impeachment, then this has been a complete, utter waste of taxpayer money.
How much money?
Well, the Mueller report, remember, we were told there was compelling, irrefutable, irrevocable, undoubted evidence against the president or somebody on the president's team that they had a direct line with Vladimir Putin. They colluded to steal the 2016 election. Remember that? Remember we were told
that
investigation, the largest investigation we've had in our nation's history in a long time, was $35 million of your taxpayer dollars. And the report said not a single American colluded with Russia to affect the outcome of the 2016 election. That should have ended it, but the Democrats have been dead set since they took over the House to impeach this president because they don't like him.
I know, and it's just too bad. But let's switch to another topic. You're on the front page of the newspaper today. I don't know if you know that or not, the Herald and Review.
And no, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's about your concern over what they call the voter mishap. It seems like a bigger deal than a mishap to me.
Well, we're still gathering information. The good news is a couple of the initial reports of non-citizens voting, even in Macon and Christian County, it looks to me like they were citizens, but unfairly through a process might have been tagged as a non-citizen. So we're waiting for the information from the Secretary of State. I don't think anything was intentional, but what it really gets to, Kevin, is that, you know, these ideas like automatic voter registration, they sound good, but there's some severe implementation problems. And what's happening nationwide is the federal Democrats want to take some of these programs and put them in states that don't even have voter registration. And if Illinois, who's had motor voter for decades, if we have screw-ups like this, imagine how this is going to affect other states. So I'm always saying take a pause. We in America want everybody to vote. We want everybody to be registered. But we have to make sure we have programs in place that work. And clearly, this one is not working because we had 575 people erroneously tagged.
Well, you're in a tough campaign right now, and you always are. Every 2 years, it seems like you have to get up. And I know you've been spending a lot of time in Champaign. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Look, we got a great election cycle coming up. I think 2017 to 2018, the Democrats were smart. They did exactly what we Republicans did in 2009 and 2010 to be able to lay a message out and take advantage of frustration and history in a midterm of a president of the other party. So at this point in time, though, I think a lot of people are sitting back and looking at what the Democrat leadership in Washington has been doing. They haven't been getting infrastructure investment done. They haven't fixed the broken healthcare system they all promised us they were going to fix. So things like that, I think a lot of people that might have given Democrats a chance, even in my district, by voting for my opponent last time, I think they might look back and go, well, if this is what Democrat leadership in the House is about, impeaching our president, I think we're going to have a really good election cycle. And I frankly think so is the president of the United States. I think this is going to be a victory for him that will be bigger than the last time.
Yeah, and you kind of switched gears a little bit because you weren't sure if you were on the Trump train. And now you seem to be one of his major supporters. You've gotten to know him, right?
Yeah, I didn't know the president when he was running the first time. And when he won, like every other president, you know, what I view my job as is I want to work to get something done. You know, the American people elect everyone. Just like Democrats have to work with me because my constituents elected me, I wanted to work with the new president. And what I found is when I got a chance to work with him, which was very quickly after the election, this is a guy who's really dedicated to try and get something done. And you cannot argue with the results of what we've been able to accomplish with this president. Look at the economy. If you've got a retirement fund, if you've got a 401k or a deferred comp plan with the state of Illinois, go look at it right now.
You're not kidding. No, you're right. You're really, yeah. I mean, it's amazing to see that market at 29,000.
Well, think about this too. Decatur, Illinois, Macon County, not too long ago had double-digit unemployment. We are nationwide 3.5% unemployment. There are jobs available for everybody who wants to go get training and wants to actually be taken. Wages for blue-collar workers, for middle-class workers, have risen more in this last 3 years than we've seen in a very long time. This is historic. And Democrats, all they want to talk about is impeachment because they don't want the American people to sit back and realize we got it going pretty good right now.
Hey, it's not too far away. The Rodney Old Davis fundraiser over at Doherty is going to be coming up in March.
Oh, I can't wait. I heard you're going to actually dress up as a leprechaun this year.
We'll get one there. I think Tom McNamara is going to be our leprechaun. All right.
Hey, Brian. Brian, Kevin, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling me Brian. I called Nick Matt the other day, so we're all interchangeable here.
That's what makes it fun. But, yes, I'm looking forward to a great event again, and thank you for everything you do there, Kev.
Oh, you're one of my favorite politicians of all times, Congressman Rodney Davis. Thanks for taking time for us, Congressman.
Thank you, Kevin. You guys have a great day. Tell Sue and the kids I said hi.
All right. Tell Shannon and Helen I said hi.
I got you, buddy.
All right. Congressman Rodney Davis, what a nice man he is to take time out to come on the show. Class act, isn't he, Nick?
Yeah, good guy.